Making Queer History, Article 2, Marsha P. Johnson by Harper Hugo Darling. Content warning for suicide and murder. Born in New Jersey on August 24, 1945, Marsha P. Johnson was a Black transgender woman who worked as a sex worker, formed as a drag queen, and fought against police brutality. Marsha P. Johnson stands as one of the most iconic women in queer history, something that people in her own time tried to prevent. Alongside fellow activist Sylvia Rivera, the two founded Street Transvestite Action Revolutionaries, or STAR. They worked to provide housing and support to gay, transgender, and gender nonconforming people, focusing on fellow sex workers of color. While this is not what Marsha is most well known for, it seems to be one of her most proud accomplishments. As someone who regularly experienced homelessness and violence because of her gender and presentation, she cared deeply for her community. Within the STAR home, she was known as the Mother. Friends remembered Marsha for her generosity, later sharing stories of her buying a box of cookies with her last couple of dollars to give out to the women who worked the same streets as her. She spent much of her time on Christopher Street in New York City, a street famous for its sizable queer population, of which she was a well-known figure due to both her presentation and her many friendships. Though cisgender queer people were often too scared to be associated with her, Marsha walked down the street in full drag. This did not go without notice from more mainstream sources either. The photographer Andy Warhol put her in his art series Ladies and Gentlemen, a set of portraits featuring transgender people. Unfortunately, Marsha was unable to see the exhibit at the time, as the gallery hosting the show would not admit someone who looked like her. Marsha is most well known for her part in the Stonewall Riots. The Stonewall Riots were a series of complex historical moments deserving of an exclusive article. However, those unfamiliar with the events may find the following summary helpful. On June 28, 1969, the police raided the Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street without warning. The Stonewall Inn was a gay bar and thus faced regular raids. Neither the patrons nor the staff were unused to this. Nevertheless, that night, as the police attempted to arrest people from the bar, something shifted. The people in the bar fought back. One of the patrons, and some say the first to throw a shot glass, was Marsha P. Johnson. The Stonewall Riots is one of the most publicized protests in American queer history. Both within America and globally, it is remembered as a turning point in the fight for queer rights in the United States. They helped move the queer community from existing in hushed voices behind closed doors to being out on the streets with megaphones. While the most common version of events cites Marsha as the leader and the one who threw the first brick, accounts often contradict. Some say it was Marsha P. Johnson with a shot glass. Others say it was Stormy D. Larvery with a brick. In one interview, Marsha says she came after the riot had already started. Regardless, Marsha is known for being a large part of the Stonewall Riots, making the next part of the story rather disappointing. In everyday conversations, the story has often been that this was a universally galvanizing moment in history. Unfortunately, this is not a reflection of reality. As with current events, some of the more conservative queer organizations were against what happened at Stonewall, calling for compliance to the same police beating and arresting people. In an interview of Marsha by Eric Marcus, Randy Williams, one of Marsha's friends, admitted that he was afraid of Stonewall, setting back the advocacy he had spent so much time on, saying, "When this happened, I was horrified because it was civil disorder. Somewhere I saw a picture from the Stonewall and had a big sign from the Mattachine Society, which was one of my base groups. The Mattachine Society asked citizens to respect law and order, to act in a lawful manner. But the thing was, you were dealing with a new thing, and it shows what my generation did. We built the ideology. You know, are we sick? Aren't we sick? What are the scientific facts? How have we been brainwashed by society? That's what we did. But it literally took Stonewall. And here I was considered the first militant visionary leader of the gay movement, to not even realize when the revolution, if you want to call it this thing that I thought would never happen, that a small nuclei of people would become a mass social movement was occurring. I was against it. And I'm very happy Stonewall happened. I'm very happy with the way things worked out." At the time, the response was neither universally positive nor negative. Denise Harmon writing, "The next night, gay people all over New York marched down Christopher Street in the very first Pride March in history. In fact, for several nights running, large crowds of gay people challenged the right of police to invade their social gathering places. The street battles that occurred as a result of continuing police harassment and brutality, with the police actually drawing their guns on one occasion, made it clear that gay people now had the consciousness to fight back when pushed too hard. The Stonewall Rebellion was more than justified and long overdue. Gay pride is gay unity, strength, and love for each other. It affirms our pride in ourselves and in our lifestyle. For us to come to the realization that our love is right and good is a beautiful and courageous act. Gay pride is not about feeling guilty about being gay, but feeling beautiful, strong in love, and unafraid. We refuse to be frightened anymore. We must join with all our oppressed sisters and brothers, gay and straight, to build a new society, one where all can determine their own lives free from all the forms of oppression. On the opposing side, touting arguments about respectability and general transphobia, some cisgender people tried to push Marsha P. Johnson out of the spotlight as soon as she had entered it. Believing people like Johnson would give the movement a bad name, these attitudes led to the eventual 1978 attempt to ban transvestites and transsexuals from pride parades. Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera responded to this ban by holding up a banner as they walked in front of the Pride March, leading the whole parade. Later in her life, a group of her friends got together to make a documentary about her life called Pay It No Mind, quoting her response when someone asked about her gender. It is largely because of this documentary that Marsha's memory remains so fresh for many in the queer community. While it is no longer the only film revolving around her, it was the first. It contains many of the quotes and stories about her life now in circulation, including a lengthy interview with Marsha. The film is currently available to watch for free on YouTube. In 1992, before the film was completed, Marsha's body was found in the Hudson River. Her friends reported that she was not suicidal and had been harassed earlier in the same place her body was found. Still, the police ruled it a suicide. After decades of lobbying by activists, the cold case was reopened as a homicide in 2012. It has not and likely never will be solved. Police were unwilling to investigate while there was still evidence to be found. The reason she has not been forgotten has not been because of the queer community as a whole, but because of the people who knew her. Because of their work and the work of so many Black transgender activists, her name and story are still remembered. Though she was pushed aside by some, she was loved by many others. Films about the Stonewall riots have replaced her with white cisgender gay men. Transgender exclusionary radical feminists still work to erase her name from history. Despite all of that, she is everything the queer community should be proudest of. If you want to support sharing queer history, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/queerhistory. Thank you.